نعم، الدعم السريع لل
Six of the Sudan armed forces are reportedly killed by rapid support forces as the exchange of gunfire continues this morning. That is Dr. Adam Zakaria speaking from his hideout in Al-Janina town of West Darfur State after fleeing the hospital in the capital last evening when armed Arab nomads stormed the hospital while bringing in some of their colleagues wounded during the fighting in Krenik. Dr. Zakaria says the armed nomads killed six people in the hospital facility last night. He says the gunmen tried to force health workers to treat their colleagues. The hospital is shut down after health workers went running for their lives, according to Dr. Zakaria.
The situation in Al Janina is tense and the main hospital is closed because health workers are not safe to carry out their duties. Some of us have been threatened, beaten, and forced to treat wounded people.
Locals in the Krenik locality say the fighting broke out Friday following the discovery of bodies of two nomads on April 21st near Hashaba village, about 1 kilometer west of Krenik town. Clashes in and around Krenik town continues at this hour, according to local officials. As Sadiq Muhammad, the head of the humanitarian department in West Darfur state, says a preliminary report indicates more than 200 people were killed since the fighting began in Krenik and surrounding villages. He says the death toll is likely to increase.
The 201 bodies that have been identified are counted in public places and roads, but many people have been killed inside their houses. The situation is not conducive to carry out additional counts, and definitely the number may increase.
Authorities in West Darfur state have deployed security forces in Al Janina town and the surrounding villages. The displacement tracking matrix in Sudan, which is produced by the United Nations International Organization for Migration, estimates that between 7,500 to 12,500 households in and around Krenik town have sought refuge in a military compound within the town. Field teams confirm 201 individuals were killed and 100 have been injured as a result of the violence in Krenik. A statement issued by the Norwegian Refugee Council in Sudan calls for an end to the violence. In a statement, Will Carter, country director for the NRC in Sudan, called on all parties to immediately de-escalate and restrain from further harming civilians. Carter said safe and free passage of fleeing civilians and access for humanitarian assistance must be urgently restored. After experiencing brutal violence, the communities in West Darfur state are once again left neglected and vulnerable with no protection or accountability, said Carter, adding the entire Darfur region is quickly sinking into conflict and needs urgent attention from the international community. For months, insecurity has spread across at least three areas of West Darfur state and in the neighboring states of North and South Darfur. The World Food Programme reported earlier this month that over 18 million people are likely to face acute food insecurity by September across Sudan because of the combined effects of insecurity, economic crisis, and poor harvest. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.